Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
You're listening to the Unjust and Wrong podcast, brought to you by Macy's with L'Oreal, me, and my girl Eva Marcel. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about all kind of things. And you know, we got to undress this mess. Now, we're going to be talking about how you treat people could affect your future opportunities. And Jack A. Harris has a lot to say about that. Also, a woman purposely goes into relationships to humble men. We're going to see how that's going for her. Plus, what is a fair amount to pay for a wedding? Because some people just are a little bit beyond their means. And we have a special guest today filling in for my girl, Eva Marcel. And we have the beautiful Yandy Smith Harris. This is my girl, longtime friend. Welcome to the Unjust and Wrong podcast, girl.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
I'm doing amazingly. I've been seeing you everywhere, out and about. So we're going to talk about all of that. Plus, you know, first we got to get into the fact that I know you shop at Macy's, right?
Of course. Who doesn't shop at Macy's?
Come on now. We've been shopping at Macy's since young, and we will not stop. Yeah. Okay. You can own your beauty, own your style, whether you're a makeup guru or you just want to perfect your smoky eye look this year like me, because I'm not really good at the eye makeup thing, but I want to get more into it. You see, you do your thing over there. You did good. And you can check out the hottest beauty brands of 2023, like Kylie's Cosmetics, Shiseido. You also have Bobbi Brown, which we love, MAC, which we love, Benefit, and so much more at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. That's Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Plus, you can avoid lines and pick up curbside. That's what I like to do, because sometimes we're in a big rush, right? We don't have time to go in the store. They ask you for pictures and everything while you're in the store, right, Yandy?
Girl, you preaching. And the makeup ain't done yet. I just want to pick up my compact and go.
That's it. And you can do that super easy. You could pick it up in store too if you want to do that, or you could get it right to your doorstep with same day delivery. Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. And we're going to get straight into it now. You know this. You know this better than anybody. How you treat people, it definitely can affect your future opportunities, correct?
Girl, if you just think about how we met, right? I don't know how much y'all know about L'Oreal and her history, but L'Oreal used to be on a show called Love and Hip Hop.
I did. Hold on, let me take my glasses off. Girl, can you believe it's been 10 years, Yandy?
I can't believe it's been 10 years. But the crazy thing is, when L'Oreal came on board, at that time, I think I was still a producer, and then I was also one of the stars of the show. And it could have been real easy for me to be real Hollywood and real stank, because that's how some people were. But the thing is that I've always known, being in this business, really any business, is manners will take you so much further than money.
Yes.
And you never know. Yesterday's interns will be tomorrow's top executives. So you gotta treat every single person like they matter, like they could be the next executive, because they can be.
Exactly, which is so crazy that you say that, because this is exactly what happened with Jack A, right? Uh-huh. So she sat down with Cheryl Lee Ralph and they did a digital feature on Essence. Now, they spoke openly about the ups and downs of decades in show business, because, you know, they've had some good years, like when Cheryl Lee Ralph was on Moesha and she was getting that sturdy check. And then when them checks wasn't coming in. And then Abbott Elementary. So it's been a lot of ups and downs. Jack A, come on. 227, sister, sister. We could go on forever. She's been in this game for quite some time. But during a deep dive, Cheryl Lee Ralph actually brought up the importance of being nice to everyone you work with, no matter how small their role is, just like you said, because you never know who you may be in the future.
How many times has the young person that has brought me coffee turns out to be the producer in the next 5 to 10 years? Oh, I've seen that. Mara Brock Keel brought coffee to me at Moesha. I'm so happy I was nice to her because she's a big time producer now. Does what she wants to do. Well, so many of them. But you're right. You got to tamp that ego down and really have somebody good to talk you off the cliff.
Well, I wasn't talked off the cliff. You know who used to bring me my scripts for 227 to my door and deliver them?
Who?
Kenya Barris.
Are you kidding me?
I wasn't nice to him. Girl. See, look at me now.
Oh, my God, Jackie.
I ain't lying. And he reminded me of it. He said, do you remember? And wait, ego, I don't remember. See, that's what you call, but I was the 80s. It was the 80s, baby.
Wow. And you know what she means by it was the 80s. There was a lot of drugs going around in the 80s. Let's be real.
Okay.
She probably forgot that. Okay.
It wasn't me? Is that what that was? It wasn't me?
She wasn't even her, okay,
right,
back then,
exactly,
probably.
Exactly.
But I will say, I've been in situations where not necessarily was I mean to somebody, but something that I did came back and bit me in my ass. And it kind of, in a way, I feel like it's wrong because when you judge people in certain settings and it's not a professional one, I don't feel like that should carry over, but it is what it is because people's going to, and what I mean by that is, for instance, like maybe somebody, I just recently was told the story, let's just put it like that. Mm-hmm. And the person came across me and maybe I was a little tipsy, okay? But I was also at a party. You know what I mean? So the person was kind of like, well, you know, she gets a little tipsy or whatever the case. And, you know, another person defended me. And I actually appreciated that because they were like, well, in what capacity was she working? And they were like, nah, you know, just seeing her out. She's like, well, guess what? When I'm not working, I drink too. Like, do you not want to work with me? So it's just, I get it that sometimes, but sometimes people have days. You know what I mean? Maybe Jack A might have been going through something that day. And
but see, she said this was like a reoccurring thing, it seemed like. It didn't seem like it was a one-off. I think it's just important to know, like, especially in entertainment, there's a lot of different businesses where there are, you know, a hierarchy and there are people that are always going to be at the top. But in entertainment, you can be on the top of your game one day, one scandal, one rumor, one bad decision could bring you all the way to the bottom. So you got to really weigh out, is it worth me treating this person crazy? Because one, now you got Google, you got blogs, you got all this stuff. One thing, one note, and that really shouldn't be your motivation to be all right with people. This should just be morally the thing you do. But I mean, when all else fails, at least think that in one split of a second, this is something that can be told and told and told again, and you can be knocked off of that high horse real quick.
Right. See, like I do, like I always treat people nice. I always treat people fair and kind. But like I do like to say that sometimes you come across somebody and it's just not the right day and it's okay. Yeah. I feel like sometimes we have to give people grace and it doesn't matter because you're going to be the president tomorrow. You're going to hold a grudge on them over that one day. I know we both know artists that like might have a bad reputation and people say they nasty, but I know them and they're really shy and they're very introverted and standoffish. So it's like sometimes it's like don't take things so personal. You know what I mean?
And that's what I learned. You can know the difference. Like I got this one person when I was a new manager in the business, right? And when I say nasty to me, nasty. Now it's been 15 years since I've had to work with this particular person. And now I still feel like if I see you, don't ask me for no favors. Don't ask me to post nothing. Don't ask me to help you with nothing.
But they was blatantly nasty to you. That's one thing, right?
But it was a nasty, like, you knew in the business. I've been here. Go taking my clients to meetings, not telling me about the meetings. Stepping in meetings that I put together, telling me how my budget was going to be ran.
Yeah.
And now I'm looking like, dad, I see you out here begging for money, trying to get a check. should have been a little nicer.
It do make you feel good on the inside. Don't get me wrong. But like with me, I just try to, I'm telling you, I don't try to dwell on those kind of things. I try to avoid anybody that I feel like, you know how some people, they'll hold that grudge. Like, you never know. I feel like Kenya Barris is low-key like, we could have used Jack A, but no. Like you, I see me, I always, what's the thing? It's like a 48 law of power, right? Kind of like when the person got to come back. They actually gonna go harder to do the role or whatever because they know that they gave you they butt the kiss and now you actually look them out. So I'm not gonna lie, not to say that everything is a power move, but those people, Jack A, I bet you now, if Kenya Barris hire her for something, she gonna be the first one on set. She gonna be the last one to leave. She might be the Cheryl Lee Ralph.
But I think the first thing too is the fact that she acknowledged it. And the fact that she acknowledged and understands, like, I played myself. For me, if I was Kenya, I would definitely be like, you know what? Let me look
I like
back.
That.
And let, yeah, I
that's accountability.
Like acknowledged it because I'm sure he knows. I'm sure he felt it. But acknowledgement can also be that grace pathway.
I like that. Once you take the accountability, you're kind of like, oh, they're not as bad as I thought. And then when you get to thinking about the drugs, you're like, girl, you wasn't even in your damn right mind.
Exactly.
But Jack A was popping back in the day, so she probably was just feeling herself, though.
Exactly.
I can see that being a thing. But we know that we're not going to do that. And it is crazy because the first time I even came across, me and you came across each other was at the Winter Music Conference. And you was working with Jim, and the way that we met wasn't even in a capacity that I was an artist, but like we never even knew that we would end up being on the same nothing.
Crazy.
Now look at us.
This crazy. I'm telling you. And I remember even on the show that we both ended up on, I was always kind of trying to nurture you and be a big sister to help you through because people come and go, right?
That's right.
And it's always more interesting and you get more scene time when you want to be the mean girl, when you want to issue on a new person.
Yeah.
But I'm just, for me, in most things that I do, I think about the longevity of everything.
That's a fact.
I knew you had a dope personality. I knew you were a dope artist. So I was like, I'm not going to try to play her. This is something that, you know, can be a bigger relationship.
Yeah, and that's what ended up happening to the point where you even tried to convince me to do another season. And that wasn't getting that out of me. I was done after one.
Yeah,
come to one episode for the second season for me to say that would have been the fourth season. And I was like, oh, I don't know.
I was trying to get you a check. That's it.
I was like, I don't know. Yeah,
my friend's check.
I ain't feel like getting into no fights with a whole bunch of people I didn't care about. Okay. Anyway.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Moving on along, now a woman, speaking of liking to get into things for no reason, she purposely is getting into these relationships just to humble men. And the reason why I say no reason is, girl, maybe you're doing it justice for some people in the world, but some people just gonna be who they are. Now, there was a podcast interview and it's going super viral because one of the women on the show openly admitted to being emotionally manipulative to men just to humble them. Listen to what she did.
The whole time I was seeing him, I was kind of just using it as a psychology experiment, and I didn't really like the guy. I more just wanted to see if I could break his heart. And it was fun.
So did you break his heart then?
Just a wee bit. I hope I did a little damage.
Wow. Okay. Why do you hope that you did a little damage?
Just, I like humbling men.
You like humbling men?
Yeah, like my pastime.
Your pastime is humbling men.
Mm-hmm.
You do work at the Spearmint Rhino, so at a strip club. So do you humble men there?
No, I take their money.
There's a special place in hell for this woman, but she feels like it's payback for the way women are treated overall. Now, do you think that men in general need to be humbled in relationships? And if so, what is a healthier way to have this conversation instead of her just treating them badly?
I mean, first of all, sis, do you have a job? Do you have something to do?
She's
How
a stripper.
How much time are you wasting out here trying to teach lessons? And while you're trying to teach lessons, you might be missing your blessing. I just feel like you got to get to a place in life where you want to take care of you. And whatever comes with that, let it may. And coming with that, you're able to teach somebody something. You're able to, you know, help a brother do better. Fine. But to actually go out to teach lessons and humble these men, sis, you're playing yourself. Because in humbling them, you're degrading yourself.
Not only are you doing that, but like you're putting, it's not humbling them. Like any guy I know that's ever got his heart broken pretty much finds every woman from there on out and tries to do the
to
same
break
thing
their heart.
To them. So
exactly.
It's like, if these are good men and you're just taking out the time of your day to ruin them so they can ruin another woman, I don't understand that. But the fact that she is a stripper, right? And that's what she does for a living, is that she kind of gets in men's head and gets their money. It kind of makes sense to me because I feel like this is exactly what she does for a living as well, yeah. Right? Yeah. Like she's convincing men to give them all her money. I mean, all their money just because she's taking her clothes off. So really she's doing it in relationships. It's just kind of like taking her work home.
Now, wait a minute. I know some high-class strippers that just want to be in love and make a few dollars. She is a low-class stripper, okay? She's one that don't care about morals, don't care about nothing. You can go to work, take your clothes off, do your 1-2, and go home. You don't got to break hearts in the meantime.
But don't you think once you fall in love, ain't the goal to get out the strip club? You don't want to be married with your kids and still in the strip club. So it's like you do that to get up out of there, but maybe the guys she's coming across are just pieces of crap. That's the only thing I could assume.
I think somebody hurt her real bad, and she needs to deal with that. She needs to deal with that trauma of whoever hurt her real bad, go real deep inside, deal with that trauma, and then move on. Because you're not gaining anything by going out there hurting people. I mean, karma is a real thing.
What if these are guys that are hurting people? What if, now that I think about it, there's no way she's just out there like, let me go find somebody. Because you're humbling somebody, that means it's because they're already in a space. Just like we were talking about the person that was the top A-list celebrity at one point in time.
So you're trying to tell me, you think this lady goes out, does research from the strip club to find out, I know you don't hurt this girl, that girl, that. She got about 5-10 minutes between shaking her booty tail and figuring out, is this the next one that I'm going to be able to wrap around
my head? No, I think it's the way they treat her. Maybe the approach, and she's like, oh, he think he about to pull one over on me. Well, I'm going to get him. And if you
is
do
it
that way,
L'Oreal?
Yeah, but if she do it that way, I'm not mad at her. Because think about it. Breaking his heart might be breaking his pocket. Most guys I know, their heart is in their pocket connected to their money. Like you mess with their money, you mess with their heart, right? So she is really out there to just plot on the guys that ain't no good. I'm with her if she's going to do that.
I'm taking the bell back. You cannot tell who's no good from a 5-10 minute interaction in the strip club.
I don't know about that.
But how?
He might be like, come here, call her B words. You don't never, she might got a wedding ring on and he's there in her face.
And she's going to say, oh, I'm going to make him fall in love and watch what I do to him.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to do that, I guess.
Or maybe it's the one that's succulently placing the dollars all over you. The
that
one that's
too.
Rubbing your back.
That too.
The one that's doing all, maybe that's the real dog and you thought that he was a gentleman.
But she's probably not wiping him either, because if she's outside in these streets messing with all of them, think about this. A lot of guys do that with women if you really think about it. Like when it comes to a pretty girl, sometimes guys treat the pretty girl worse because they feel like, oh, she thinks da 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 da. So I'm going to just do this with her. And if you see that, they try to break the girl down. So why is this any different that she's just admitting it?
You know, I don't know that she's doing enough research. I just feel like it's whatever it is, she's willing to do whatever it is, probably to get some money, but then also to have with the intention of going out there to humble the men. Sis, when do you have time to be in love your damn self? When do you have time to build a relationship? And maybe, maybe she doesn't want to. Right. Yeah. And maybe she doesn't want to. But then when do you have time to focus on you and get yourself together? That takes a whole lot of manipulation, a whole lot of thought, a whole lot of time.
But let's be real, Yandy. You got your heart broken before, right?
Of course.
Okay. After that time and that period when you got your heart broken, did you get into another relationship and think to do anything that would break that person's heart? Or were you a little bit more cautious of how you moved because of how you felt when you was messed up?
Of course I was more cautious. And I think I was definitely more protective. And I think everybody deals with things they go through differently. She was hurt somehow, some way. And her thing is, now I'm out here and I'm going to hurt these dudes.
Hurt people, hurt people.
Hurt people, hurt people.
It's weird how that can go because, like, I definitely seen and been in situations where somebody hurt me. And I'm like, well, now forget everybody. I don't trust nobody or whatever. But then one time I got hurt to the point where, because I was similar to him, like, and I was like just doing whatever I wanted. I probably was cheating. Not probably, I was. And then when I caught him and I got cheated on, I was like, man, I don't want nobody to ever feel like this. So
right, but that's my point. You didn't intentionally internalize, okay, moving forward, I'm going to find this one, that one, and that one. I'm going to humble you just in case you want that hurt a girl before. You know how much thought it goes into that?
It is, but I haven't been vindictive and stayed in a relationship to get back at the person. I mean, I was younger, but I have. I mean, to me, that's a little similar. It's like, you know, oh, he thought he could do this. Cool. I'm going to take my emotions out of it and watch what I do to him.
But that's the person that hurt you.
That's true.
Still very different. She's finding men and trying to humble them.
She's seeing whatever she saw in them other guys.
No, she ain't. She is not Miss Teal. No.
So she's wasting her time, basically.
Absolutely. She needs to get some time and get some business.
So she's not helping all womankind.
No. Not at all.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Okay, so what is a fair amount to pay for a wedding, Yandy? We know that you done had a wedding and you
I'm the wrong person to ask.
Pretty penny. It's funny because this actually stems from a recent episode of Love and Hip Hop. Shout out to my boy Fresha. Shout out to Jen, the groupie
What's
slayer.
Up, y'all?
They was just recently on Bully and the Beast podcast. So they are a trip. Jen, the groupie slayer.
Jen is a trip.
She came with the mannequin head that had the black eye and the nose bleeding. And she said, this is what I do to groupies. And she punched the head. And Jen does not play. And she don't play about her man Fresha either. Now, they've been together since they were like 14 years old. They're both from Brooklyn. And now they're arguing about how much she wants him to spend on the wedding. Because Jen is a taken care of woman, you know, Fresha taking cares of her. And she's like, listen, I deserve to be somebody's wife. And then it cuts to this conversation.
$250,000. $200,000. The type of wedding you want, that's how much it costs.
Uh-huh.
You're bugging the We're going to invest that. My job as a man is to hold the household down, and she hasn't worked in years. I'm not spending $250,000 on a wedding. I'm not doing it.
So you have no plans on getting married?
I have plans on getting... Let's go to City Hall.
I'm not a City Hall bitch!
So, Yandy, $250,000 is what his fiance wants him to spend. She doesn't work, hasn't worked in years, as he said. Do you think this is an outrageous ass, being that you, not too long ago, had a pretty expensive wedding as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, so this is first. You got to know the person you're with, right? You got to know the person you're with. And I also think when it comes to marriage and weddings, you got to take account for what has happened throughout that relationship.
Okay.
I personally feel like they've been together since they were babies, since they were like 14, 15 years old.
Yeah.
Then she wants what she wants. She wants a particular house. She wants a particular type of ring. She's very vocal about the things that she wants. And he's stayed with her, and he's also tried his best to meet those needs of hers. So now when it comes to something that she values her relationship. They have children together. I believe they have 3 or 4 children together.
Mm-hmm.
And also she knows his pockets. She knows what he can afford. Jenna's not the type to want to break his pockets so that they're homeless. I'm sure that she knows what Fresher has, and she feels like, I deserve this. Let me tell you something. Fresher put Jen through some stuff.
He has, and I'll agree with you on that.
And like you said just a second ago, a man's heart, some of them, is connected to their pockets.
Yes.
Now, I might not go out and cheat on you, but I'm going to hurt them pockets.
I don't know. So my thing is this. Okay, I get what you're saying, right? And you're totally right. They've been through a lot of things. She's been there through thick and thin. At one point in time, we didn't know who Jen was. Now they're more public. Everything mm-hmm. is out there. And I feel like that's what the issue is. If you weren't in the limelight of things, you wouldn't even be thinking about a $250,000 wedding because you stayed with him with having no wedding. Okay.
Hold on.
No. Now with Fresha and his defense, because he's saying, well, $250,000, we can invest that and put that towards our future. Now, if you're saying something like that, right? And mm-hmm. I'm over here thinking about the look of things, because at the end of the day, let's be real, it does have a lot of fact to do with now you're on reality television. That wedding is going to be on this television show. And you have a lot to prove and show. And he's done a lot on that show to probably embarrass her. Not probably, he did. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I understand wanting to hit him in his pockets, but this is your real husband. This is your real guy that you've been with since child. If he's telling you that that's not what y'all need to be doing as your partner, you should meet him middle ground, halfway, maybe not City Hall. He bugged out when he said that.
Definitely bugged out.
But $250,000, if he's fighting you that much, I don't think he got it for that.
So here's the thing, right? Whether you're on TV or you just have always had a dream of a fairy tale wedding. Mm-hmm. I believe both, because a wedding is about two people. It's not just her. I believe both should have their dreams met.
And he dreams City Hall, Yandy.
Yeah, so listen. I don't know that he dreams City Hall or he just doesn't care about a wedding. But again, it goes back to knowing the person you are with. Jen has never held her tongue. And I could tell from watching them on the show.
Yeah.
I could tell from knowing them in person.
She's a firecracker.
And she always speaks of her fairy tale. Granted, maybe it took 15, 20 years to get it. Right. But also, she's not the type to just run his pockets down to the ground. She's a builder. She wants to build with him. Now, granted, I personally feel like if you have these high requests, you can also bring something to the table.
Let's be real.
You could bring something to the table, and it doesn't necessarily have to be financial. What you can do, and for my wedding, I wanted $100,000 worth of flowers. So part of that, we paid. The other part, I got on the phone and I bartered. Hey, listen, I got 1.2. At this time, I think I have 1.2 million people following me.
Yeah.
I'm willing to post your flowers 3 times. How much is that worth? Can I get $20,000 worth of flowers for you?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can, and I feel like she's definitely smart enough to do that. So she has to come to the table. You can have your dream wedding, but also present what you're willing to do to help your man create that.
And I think that's what the issue is. And nowadays, like, it's been a lot of talks about this. Things are changing. Mm-hmm. The day of just sitting back and taken care of. It's not even the fact that it's over. It's who wants to do that. Me personally, I've put myself in that situation. You've seen me in that situation. Mm-hmm. And that was the most miserable I've ever been in my life. Mm-hmm. But I had a nice Bentley I was driving around.
Right.
I was miserable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know that life. I ain't never had that life.
This is what I'm saying. After me going through that,
yeah.
I knew that I never wanted to be like that again. And I was in a position to earn, but right. I was I kept being told, oh, you don't have to. I'll take care of you. And then, look, if I want a $250,000 wedding, I don't want that guy to turn around and be like to me, well, you've been doing nothing but driving Bentleys all day. No. I have a job. I have a career. Mm-hmm. I have side jobs. I'm bringing money to the table. I could pay for the damn wedding. That's for real. You're not going to tell me what I can have and not have. But when you're partners, y'all have to agree on stuff. And if he feels like he can't afford to do that $250 without you helping out, not right
but
now.
But he never said he can't afford.
He said he said we need to save that money.
He can invest it. So he has it. But he said, I'd rather invest it, right?
But that, think about it. If it was Oprah, you think she would really care about $250? No, that would be like sweat. That's a lot of money. Like, let's not play around like that, especially in nowadays, right?
For sure.
And you got to think about it. Like, we've been in the house for a couple years. People's savings done went down a little bit. Prices of everything is going up. And not just your own self. Mm-hmm. He got family outside of his family in his house. Mm-hmm. So when you think about people, mamas, people, everybody's struggling, right? And you're not going to just be good inviting people to a $250,000 wedding. Your mama is struggling, right? Mm-hmm. So if he who has given you everything is telling you no to this, it's for a reason. And you should listen and come to a middle ground with your partner. Maybe your dream wedding is coming in another 15 years. If you love this person that much, you're going to stick it out and figure it out. But what I wouldn't want to do ever is have my man feeling uncomfortable about something that we're doing together.
Yeah. I mean, I think men just feel uncomfortable about weddings. A lot of men. I think Mendici probably felt like Mendici said to me, why we got to rent plates? Why don't we just have paper plates?
No, okay. Okay, see, no, that's
but
like
what
City
I'm
Hall.
To say, men do not, some do not value the things that we think are important, especially when it comes to weddings. So for me, knowing them, I feel like Fresha probably has that money and can afford it, but he just feels like, why? And for her, you can make an investment and we can turn that money into something later, or you can make an investment in me because this is something that I really want. Only because, like, my wedding, like, it is something that I remember. It's something that my children remember. It is a vow that we made in front of each other and the rest of the world. That investment was important to me.
But I want to do I'm, that without spending 60, that amount.
It depends on what you want. Like, I couldn't.
I feel like this lifestyle is new. You know what I mean? Like, even when they moved into that house, they wasn't living like that before. This is all new. So sometimes when you get into some money, you automatically think, oh, well, now we could buy this. Now we could do that. Fresha knows how hard it is to earn that money. And that's why he's holding it so close to him. You're not going to be young forever. You're not going to be on Love & Hip Hop forever, sis. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be having to. You looking to really impress people. And that's all I see.
But see, the thing is, Fresha's income, and this is only because I know them personally, it doesn't stop at Love & Hip Hop.
No, it doesn't.
He's getting large royalty checks.
But you also spend a lot of money.
But that's the thing. I don't think they spend a lot of money. I don't think they spend a lot of money at all. Jen is very modest when it comes to what she wears. You know, she's not looking for Birkin bags. I think that she's made an investment in him. She's made an investment in backing him up in his career. She's made an investment in raising those children.
What
I think is she's not wrong. I wouldn't say that I think he's wrong, because if he feels like he wants a City Hall wedding, that's his prerogative. But I don't feel like she's wrong. She's made, just because you see him in the forefront doing things, holding down the house is not an easy feat. That's not an easy thing to do. Raising those kids, and her kids are smart. They're educated. They're honor students. Like, that's a lot of work. While he's out there in the studio, while he's making money, while he's doing this, you know, working with Cardi, working with these different artists. Fresh is also a writer. He's getting royalty checks. Jen is very familiar. I dare say Jen might even be the one that pays the bills and organizes the household bills. She knows what she got coming in.
I don't know about all that from the last episode me and him did.
I think she
has access. I know, but it's. I don't think so.
But
I will say that, and nobody's saying that Fresha is not broke. I'm not saying that at all. He got money. But just in these times and how things are moving, maybe he might just feel like reinvesting that and getting an extra 250 and 250 so till we can be comfortably affording that wedding. I think that's just a big difference. When you can not even notice that 250 is gone, maybe that's where he wants to be. But she wants to be a wife now, right? Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to wait anymore. So now it has to come to a little bit of a sacrifice. And that's what relationships are. I know you've sacrificed in your relationship. I mean, man, DC's went away for quite some time. You had to sacrifice and raise the whole entire family.
You know what I mean? Leading up to that, I was like, I want the wedding of my dreams. 250 is moderate, to be honest with you. That's not an expensive wedding. An average wedding is going to run you $150,000 to $200,000. That's an average wedding.
So what if he says 150 is fair, but 250, no?
I mean, listen.
You spend $100,000 on flowers.
That. He said City Hall.
She said 250. Like, now, she didn't even say, well, let's compromise. I mean, City Hall was, I would have walked out.
Now.
I would have packed my kids' bags.
What's that, $50? $125?
I wouldn't be rocking with him on that. No, no.
Okay.
Mm-mm. No, so
there's definitely room for compromise, but I don't necessarily think she's wrong. Where's the middle ground? The middle ground, I would say do the research. Maybe she wanted a big bank cathedral, Cipriani's. Maybe we don't get that. Maybe you go to the surf club, right? Maybe not $100,000 worth of flowers. Maybe you get $50,000 worth of flowers and then you barter. Or maybe you get $25,000 and you barter.
But
flowers,
can I ask you a question?
So expensive.
Love and Hip Hop don't pay for none of that. Ain't they filming?
They'll help you with the venue. That's really it.
Because my thing is, don't that kind of ruin your special day? Because then you got the camera, they're like, we need you to do it again. You got the camera.
You don't do it again. I mean, I had a live wedding, so there was no do it again.
Yeah.
Right? But I got married twice. So last year, I went to Dubai and had another wedding. It was our anniversary, so I wanted to have another wedding.
So you're the wrong person to ask about this. Some people don't have three weddings in Dubai.
And I'm the wrong person to ask because these are memories that I'm creating. I want to look back at my pictures. I want to have an amazing time, the best party of my life. I want to see beautiful flowers. We did ours at dusk in Dubai, you know, right in the sand. Like, I'm going to spend,
But it could have been two. You see how you had your two weddings? Maybe she has the modest one now. And then when he's more comfortable with spending more, they could do the bigger one then.
That's
a compromise.
If he's ever going to be comfortable enough to spend that on a wedding, he might feel like, it's a wedding. No, you already
Then there might be a divorce, okay?
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
So let's go down in the DMs. We always slide in my DMs for a quick little, see what they talking about, y'all. They be saying some bogus stuff, especially over this past holidays. Like, they've been in my DMs talking crazy. Some things I can't read because it's super vulgar. I don't know what people were doing over the holidays. Like, people are just straight up like, I want to, and it's like, who are you talking to? Open your mouth. And you're like, wait, what?
What?
Yes, talking to me super crazy.
Do you get crazy pictures?
Girl, I get all
I get
of those.
Crazy pictures. All right, let's get into the DM.
We might got to let it go down to your DM and see what's going on there. So this was super weird. So the other day, I had a death in my family, and a guy slid in my DM and was like, hey, that was you at the Bank of America earlier today, right? I'm like, I know that voice from somewhere, but I never seen your new hairstyle. But it looks like you were going to a funeral, so my condolences. You're fire in person, too. It's not just on TV. Tears. Girl, I don't know who the hell he saw, but that was not me.
He wrote you a whole book.
Girl, I went from the hotel, because I had to do my show in the morning. I went from the hotel to the Uber to the church. So where did he see me?
That's it. Not Bank of America.
There was no Bank of America's president. I never stopped in a bank. I never made a stop at all. But I did go to a funeral that day. So I don't know what on God's green earth, what kind of doppelganger I got out there. But like, also, people do this to me all the time, Yandy. I'm sure you get this. They'll be right in your face and they don't say a word.
Nothing.
But then they'll DM you and be like, hey, I knew
it was you.
Saw
you at the airport. I was going to say hi.
But what?
Those people I usually respond to and I'm like, well, you should have. I would have said hi back. I'm a nice one. You should have. All the time. All the time. Listen, L'Oreal, you got fans out there. Fans that are so attached to your voice. So fans that are so attached to your story, the things you talk about. Some might be intimidated.
I just feel like with me, I'm cool. Like you, like definitely cool. Unless you see me running like I'm trying to catch my plane because I'm always missing flights. Uh-huh. That's the only time that I feel like, please, or in the bathroom.
Or intoxicated.
Oh, clearly, because I first of all, you know, I'm a fun drunk, so I don't know what they talk about, especially when I got the Macy's wine.
But
in
you
my
can
system.
Get stank, but L'Oreal, you can get stank too. You
Everyone can.
Like, I'm not in the mood. Just leave me alone. I'm not in the mood. You can give that too.
I could. But I feel like everyone can give a little bit of that. It's like, let people be who they are. You know what I mean? We be trying too much to control them.
So that might be why they started your DM, because they like, I don't know.
Well, somebody took my side. He said, I listen to you all the time on the Undressing Room podcast and the Morning Hustle. Them little boys on your DMs are hilarious and they don't listen at all. Nor do they know how to pursue you, treat you, nor do they know how to speak to a damn woman. I'm so glad I'm from Houston and was raised differently. My beautiful, gorgeous Nubian queen.
Ooh.
Is this somebody that I respond to?
Respond to him.
Can I tell you the one issue?
Respond to him.
I always have one issue. Can
what?
I tell you what it was? He don't have no pictures of himself. Ain't that weird?
Oh, that's very weird.
Why do people do that? This is Instagram, social media. And you're reaching out to me, telling me how much you want to tell me and treat me and this and that. But who
are
you?
Tell me who you are.
I can't even see. You could at least send the picture of yourself, but I would have thought that was a picture of something else and probably not opened it.
Oh, no. I want to see your personality. I want to see what you look like.
Well, he's given his personality, right?
I don't know. Who knows?
So imagine that.
He sounds like a decent human being, but he is going in to pursue you. So that's very different if I'm on my page and I'm just talking about, oh, I woke up today and this is what's happening, or I'm going to work today.
Right.
I got a job. You don't even, like, he's not even showing who or what he is. I don't know.
Look, so still respond?
Yeah.
It's probably my boo trying to trick me, right?
No,
I'm joking. Never do.
Oh, God.
But people do crazy stuff like that all the time. It's called catfishing. And then last but not least, I had somebody that said, I missed your beautiful ebony pantyhose legs. What about my light skin ass? I'm a proud black woman, but I know
ivory.
These legs ain't ebony.
Why you didn't say ivory? You could be a Nubian ivory queen, but ebony boo, no.
I don't like ivory because that's a little too light skinned, and I got a little tint to me. My face is paler than my skin.
So baby, you are a beautiful Nubian ivory queen.
Beige.
Beautiful.
Beige. I like a tan. And I don't wear pantyhose. Do you wear pantyhose?
Who wears pantyhose?
This is what I'm saying. Beyonce.
Well,
she's also sliding across the stage.
Right. She's performing.
She don't want no jiggle in the wiggle.
She don't need no jiggle.
No one wears pantyhose. I don't even know where to buy them from anymore. Macy's may have some pantyhose for your everyday
needs. Macy's definitely has pantyhose. They got the good thick ones that don't run. Remember when you was young and the pantyhose would run, you had to put a little nail polish on it?
No, you're supposed to throw them away.
The
why was you putting that? So you had nail polish, but not another
I wore uniform. So when I wore uniform, it would get a little run. I kept nail polish in my bag. Claire would stop the running. You didn't know that?
No.
What? Oh, you never wore pantyhose. Everybody that wears pantyhose know you put nail polish on the end, and that means it won't turn into a hole, and it won't continue to run.
They took too long to put on.
Oh, my goodness.
And then when it's, like, saggy on one side, or then when it got the crotch that's down by your knees.
You got to buy your size, baby. You got to get your size. You can get them too small or way too big.
Nah, because you got to pull it up little by little. Yep, and that's too much. When you rushing to go to school in the morning, I wasn't trying to do all that. Wearing pantyhose like I'm 87. Like,
oh, my gosh. You didn't have to wear uniform, clearly.
I did, actually, for 1 year. And I always chose to wear the pants, though. Them little skirts was not cute to me. And then when I did, I got it too short and I got in trouble. You know, when you got them to hem it up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wasn't good at that. So okay, anyway, if you want to slide into my DMs, y'all know what to do. All y'all got to do is hit me up at Starring L'Oreal, StarringL'Oreal. Now, we didn't quite get to the final question this week because we got two into these topics. But if you have a final question for us to undress, all you have to do is follow us on Instagram at the Undress and Run Podcast, and you can DM us for your chance to be featured. And Yandy, what do you got going on right now where the people could check you out at? Because you know I stopped watching Love & Hip Hop a long time ago, right?
A long time ago. Well, we're actually not in season. We start shooting this week. But I have a restaurant in Atlanta called Dance & Crepe.
Yes!
It's so much fun. Come there with some flats on because you're going to dance.
I love that.
We have a DJ. We have a band. We have great food. We got seafood. We got steak. We got lamb chops. And then right next door to the restaurant is my store, my skincare store.
I know that's
so it's a lot going on. You got to come. You got to come hang out.
I'm coming to get some lamb chops to dance, and then I'm going to wash my face after.
There you go. I got some skincare for you.
I need that. That's perfect. And I love that you're doing your thing. It's always great to talk with you and to see you doing amazing.
Yes.
I can't wait to see what this season has in store. Is the anxiety, so because with me, I gained anxiety from getting popped up on all the time by cameras. Gone now? Because I know we've had some moments and talks.
Girl, you get popped up on any given moment. Don't get caught slipping, is all I have to say.
I know.
But Maria,
right.
We miss you on TV. We have to see you in the undressing room, but
yes,
we miss you.
No,
We hear your voice all the time, but we definitely miss seeing your face more often.
Well, I'm definitely working on some things. You know, they did call me to do something for Love & Hip Hop. I told them no. But the next thing I'm working on is coming up real soon, and I definitely will let y'all know. But I got to let me put my clothes back on because we was getting a little too undressed. Let me put my pants up. Yandy, put your bra back on because we're going
to straighten this out.
And we're going to get up out of here. Undressing Room Podcast. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and tell a friend to tell a friend. And we will see you next week.
See you.
Bye.
The Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's, is an Urban One Reach Media production hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcille and L'Oreal.
Follow at the Undressing Room Podcast on all socials. Executive produced by Kobe Cove Tyner. Assistant produced by Alexis Felder. Edited by Dunkus. Senior Director of Podcast Operations, Sierra Reed. Sales and Corporate Partnerships, Josh Romani, Michelle Marino, Lori Hall, and Khadijah Campbell. Digital Marketing, Walter Gaynor, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Thank you for listening to the Undressing Room Podcast.
See you at the next episode.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.